The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey there, classmates. Tune in to Middle Class Film Class every Monday and Wednesday for weekly movie news, streaming picks, and one deep dive review.
The Batman trailer. There was a teaser. There was a trailer. Trailer 1, trailer 2. Final trailer? I don't know if it's the same one. How many trailers do we need?
Exactly. Leave an email or a voicemail to join in the discussion.
Bullshit artist!
Yeah, buddy!
All right. You're going full Danzig.
Right, I am. My trans gear
has no power over me.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 369. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this episode of the PVD Cast. I'm going to do something a little bit different with this episode, and I say that because my guest is someone that is probably pretty well recognized and many of you are very familiar with because he's my partner in crime over on the Matt Talk podcast. He's also the main force behind the Three Geeks podcast. I'm talking about my good friend, Jason Taylor. And I wanted to have Jason come on because he has a new hosting gig. And I thought that I'd like to hear him talk a little bit about it on the PVD cast and maybe again, pull some listeners from my audience over to listening to his new gig, which is, I've overlooked that fact, but it is one of the hosts of the Scary Snobs podcast. It's a horror podcast that Jason hosts along with his partner, Sturdy, and it's a part of the Scene Snobs universe, so to speak. Of course, the Scene Snobs, we mentioned Mick and Casey, two great dudes. They got a lot of great shows. You definitely need to check them out. Go over to, any of those social media applications and put in Scene Snobs, and you'll get all the information that you need for their great shows. So Jason and I have a great time talking about this new project of his. We're going to talk about horror movies as well because Jason is going to recommend 5 horror movies that I must see. And for those of you just tuning in for the very first time, I am not a horror movie fan. I have a few that I like, but if you gave me a choice between a documentary, a science fiction adventure, a war film, and horror would not even be in the top 2, okay? So we're going to see if he can convince me that I should check out these films. I don't know what they are. I think one of them he pulled right out of his ass, right at the last minute and dropped it on me, but that's okay. It's a fun conversation and I hope you enjoy it. But before we get to that conversation, I want to thank once again my great sponsor of the PVD cast, World's Greatest Comics. I tell you every single episode that World's Greatest Comics is a 5-star retailer of comics. You definitely need to check out the store, especially if you're in Columbus, Ohio. You have no excuse. It's located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But if you're out of the area, you can check them out online. WGComics.com is a website, and they're pretty active on their Facebook page. Just search for @WGComics, and you'll discover that, I mean, you name it, they got it. I tell you right now, every time I stop in the store, there are some more cool vintage comics behind the counter. There are tons of back issues. So if you need to plug some holes in your collection, I guarantee you Jeff and the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics have you covered. So check them out whenever you get a chance. And again, that is at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, or WGComics.com or on Facebook at WGComics. All right, with that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Jason Taylor. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, do not adjust your TV sets, as they used to say back in the day. It is exactly what you are seeing and or hearing. It is, of course, John Orlando here on the PVD cast, along with my partner in crime, Jason Taylor. Jason, how are you doing this evening?
It is an honor to finally be invited onto this show. I have been... The only reason I became friends with you was to be on the show. And, you know, 6 years later or 5 years later, here I am.
Wow. Okay. So it took, that's why you were friends with me, huh? Just to be on the show. So now where do we go from here now? Where do we go
from here? Whole reason I wanted to be on the show with John Radio Voice Orlando.
So where do we go from here now?
I don't know.
No idea.
Just reached the pinnacle.
I guess so. Well, let's talk about what we're doing here. You have a new project that I want to talk about, want to highlight and get a little bit of the 411 on that.
That's right, and folks. I have an OnlyFans where you can look at my feet for a small fee.
You know what? I think OnlyFans is starting to peak. I just feel that way. I feel like the novelty is starting to wear off, I think. What do you say?
I don't think so.
You think it's still around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
As long as there are people out there that are into that thing, then there's always going to be a need for it.
Okay. I don't know. I just thought maybe it's starting to peak. It was, you know, like it blew up there in 2020 in pandemic times. And now we're getting out of the pandemic. Then maybe it's going to start, you know, coming down some. Maybe the interest might fall a little.
It's free, folks. Porn is free. It's all I'm saying.
Okay. On that one, I'm just going to leave that one lay out in the atmosphere for you. So let's talk about the Scary Snobs, man. It's a brand new endeavor for you. Tell us a little bit about this project.
So me and Aaron Sturdy, who I do the show with, we were put on a Scene Snobs project. They did a ghost hunting episode. So, you know, they were on location and they needed somebody to control the cameras and to like banter back and forth if the cameras went out or the signal went out. So we were thrown into a podcast together for, I believe it was the second time. I think we did something during one of the fundraisers for the Scene Snobs together, but never like directly. So we got on there. Neither one of us really haven't ever talked to each other. And we had instant chemistry and Mick remembered that. And he's like, hey, guys, I want you guys to audition for something. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Can you guys do a Does It Suck? And I said, yeah, let's do it on Waterworld. I remember really enjoying that movie back in the day, and I would love to review it with Aaron, and we can see, you know, what the deal is. After we did that, he's like, I like your guys' rapport. You guys still have it from when we did the thing. So let's. And what do you guys think about running the horror division for our channel? And I was like, dude, I'm in. Like, I have been all about horror, and I'm somebody who needs a kick in the pants to do podcasts. As you know, John, you keep us pretty focused on Matt Talk. So, you know, I was glad because I don't really have to do too much other than show up, mild prep. But it's been a lot of fun talking horror because horror is probably my favorite genre right now, just because horror can encapsulate so much. There can be comedy. There can be action. They're still making horror movies like they did in the 50s. They're still making horror movies like they did in the 80s. And I really love that genre. And I think that's the only one that still does that. Like, you don't really get comedies like you would have in the 60s now, but you get horror movies like you would have in the 60s now. I just find that all fascinating.
Can we go back real quick? I didn't realize that the audition process was, does this suck? Because I saw that on your Facebook page and I'm like, what? Isn't that Sturdy? And no, I was confused.
Yeah, that's a Mick and Casey show generally. But, dude, Waterworld is a good movie, folks. I don't know why it gets so much hate. And apparently the director's cut is even better, so I need to go watch that. But I don't understand why this movie gets hated so bad. It's not bad. It's Mad Max on the water. Like, it's literally a Mad Max movie. So go back and watch it again because it's not that bad.
What if you've never seen it before? Because I've never seen it.
Do you like Mad Max?
I love Mad Max.
Okay, there you go. It's Mad Max on the water. It really is. Dennis Hopper's in it as the villain.
Oh, well, now you may have me on this one. Who else is
hamming it up kind of like he did in Mario. But it's Kevin Costner, so you know the movie's long. Kevin Costner was made for TV. Luckily, he's doing it now.
Wait a minute. I'm looking to see who else is in this movie because I'm curious. Gene Triplehorn, Dennis Hopper. Any other names that I can that ring a bell with me? No, but those are right there is some star power there, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to find plot holes if you look for plot holes, but it's still a fun movie.
Well, what's it like working with Sturdy, since you said that you, prior to this, maybe did one small little project with him, and you say you have great chemistry, so...
I mean, besides him not being a Scream fan, he's great. I mean, we all have our flaws.
He put that out there, huh? And you did not appreciate that.
No, man. I mean, everybody gets to have their opinion. I'm just joking, but that was funny because Scream is my favorite horror franchise. It's probably my favorite franchise in general, next to maybe Back to the Future. And it threw me off because I didn't know that there was somebody out there that hated Scream. Like, I know most people, you know, they like it or they think it's okay, because at the core, it's a whodunit. So if you like whodunits, you would think that Scream would be there for you. But yeah, he's just not into it. He's going to go see Six, keep an open mind, because we're going to review it together. But it's been fun talking to him. He's got a different perspective than I do.
I will say, I think I've seen Scream 1 and 2. I think that's it. I think I stopped at 2. I don't know why. I mean, I enjoy Scream. The first one was very, very good. Second one's okay. You know,
second one's one of the best sequels ever, I think. But yeah, you should go through it, man. You like whodunits? That's one of my recommendations in my 5 is Scream. Like, if you like whodunits, Scream is for you, John. It's a nice little gateway into horror.
Okay, you know what? Let's go ahead and jump into this, because not only were we talking about, and we'll come back and talk about the scary snobs here in a minute, but let's get to the main event, so to speak. I am not a procurer of horror movies. All right, I'm just not. I have a few that I like, and that's about it. So when we agreed to do this, I said, I think you need to come up with 5 horror flicks that you feel, Jason Taylor, that I need to see. And then you were going to kind of convince me into it. Now, so with that, that's why I have my other window open with IMDb up, so that maybe if I have questions, want to see cast, director, stuff like that, maybe I'll pop over there for a moment while you're giving me these the rundown. And actually, as I reach in front of me, I'm gonna grab a pen. I'm gonna write these down.
So are you a fan of Stranger Things?
Oh my, I've never watched Stranger Things.
John, everybody there, you guys can send an email to him directly at pvdcast@gmail.com. And
no, that's not even the web address. Stop it. You're good. Listen, you got the Matt Talk one down. But you
right, email him at benmattalk@gmail.com. I will forward it to him. Wow, you've never seen Stranger Things. That's a really good show.
Yeah, I have nothing against it. I've just never seen it.
Did you grow up watching Goonies then?
I mean, I've seen Goonies, but yeah, I mean, I'm not like head over heels in love with it.
Oh, my God.
But gosh, I don't hate it.
Hot take galore. Everybody should be head over heels in love with the Goonies. Man. Well, I don't even know what to say.
I'm putting down Scream.
Yes.
The franchise. So the ones I haven't seen, through 3 through 6. Okay.
We'll put that down. I think 6 is going to be exceptional, because it looks like they're breaking away from formula a little bit.
When does that drop? This summer?
It comes out the 9th of this month.
Oh, the 9th of March?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Heaven's to Murgatroyd. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, the new one's going to be, they're releasing it in 3D also. I don't know if I need to see it in 3D, but I got tickets to the fan event for Kylie and I, so we're going to that, and it's in 3D. So I'm seeing it in 3D, and apparently there's going to be a 4D showing of it too. And we're definitely going to go check that out. But I'd recommend the Screams to you, because I know you like whodunits.
Wait, time out. Where in town is there a 4D theater?
Easton, I believe.
Oh, okay. I honestly did not know.
Dude, if you want a theater experience, go to AMC Prime Theater. I think Easton has some. I think they're the only ones that have them so far, but it's amazing. The chairs, like, they pull you in. It's like it's hugging you throughout the course of the movie. It's amazing.
Okay.
And you got surround sound, like, right behind you, too. It's a great experience.
Do you have to pay a pretty penny for that?
Cost extra, unless you have the AMC Gold card like I do.
Oh, look at you. You should get one.
$20 a month. Go see 3 movies a week. AMC is not a sponsor, but they could be. Just saying.
That's right. Just get in touch with me. JohnOrlando@pvdcast.com is the email address. Anyways.
And my number 2 recommendation for you is Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Okay. Now hold on for a minute. I'm gonna research this one, because I'm not familiar with this one. All right. Let me see here. Wes Craven's The New Nightmare.
Yes, it's technically it's Nightmare on Elm Street 7. But so the studios are talking about making another Freddy movie. This is what the movie's about.
Okay.
And through the course of Wes Craven writing it and getting the actors back, Freddy starts to come into the real world. It's meta before Scream. Like, this movie is the precursor to what Scream became. It is fantastic. In my opinion, it's the best of the Elm Street series, but I highly recommend it. It's very, very good.
So did this come out in 1994?
Yeah, I think so. I saw it when I was in like fifth grade.
Okay, so, all right. Heather Langenkamp is in it.
She's back.
She's back. Robert Englund, obviously. It seems that Wes Craven is even in his own film. Very, very Hitchcockian of him.
They're all playing themselves.
Okay.
So there's a point in the movie where it starts to become a dream, and it's just very fascinating to watch it happen.
All right, I'm jotting this one down. Wes Craven's new nightmare.
Yes.
All right, you have to school me. Did he do the other ones? Was Wes Craven in charge of the other nightmare?
He directed the first one. He wrote the third one, which third one's another one that people find to be the best in the franchise. It deals with dreams and stuff.
Is that Dream Warriors?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I had the cassette of the soundtrack of that film. Because, man, it was packed, dude. It had Boogie Down Productions, Iron Maiden. I forget who else was all on that soundtrack. I think
the Fat Boys did the song on that, didn't they?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that they did.
I think they did the main song. They did a song for one of the Freddy movies. I think it was 3. Have you seen the Dream Warriors?
No, I have not.
Oh.
I'm looking real quick to see the music. Who was in the music? Dawkins was also on it. What else? I don't see. I'm looking real quick. And by the way, did you know that there's a Nightmare on Elm Street video game?
Yeah, I've played it. It's one of my favorite horror games. It's on the NES.
It's on the NES, but originally it was on the Commodore 64.
There was one. Wow. I want to see what that looks like.
Go to Wikipedia. They have a picture of it.
Nice.
So, okay. All right. So we got 2. Yep, with the next one.
Here. Okay, well, Dream Warrior should be an honorable mention. You should definitely check that out.
Okay.
It's pretty good. My number 3 for you, John Orlando, to check out is Friday the 13th Part 1. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Wow. Yeah, you should watch it. Especially being a Halloween fan, kind of see the movie that Halloween really, really, you know, influenced. Yeah, you should see Friday the 13th.
Okay. I've seen 2 and 3. Because the first one, he doesn't have the hockey mask, correct?
He's not in the first one.
Jason is not?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. But there's still no hockey mask.
He gets the hockey mask in 3.
In 3, okay.
2, he wears a bag over his head.
Okay.
With a hole for his eye.
Just one hole?
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't seen Friday the 13th.
No, I've never seen Friday the 13th.
Okay, so. Number 4, Psycho.
I've seen Psycho.
Oh, you have seen Psycho.
Yes. Fine. No, wait. We're talking the original, right? Not the shitty remake done by Gus Van Sant, are we?
With Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn and Anne Heche, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was so excited to see that. It's okay. Like, I'm not going to say it's shitty because it's literally the same movie, same script. Like, it's exactly the same thing. But it's not great. No. I'd rather watch the original. Okay, fine. I'm going to recommend Psycho 2 then.
Psycho 2?
Yep. It's one of the best horror sequels. Follows Norman Bates 30 years later. He gets out because he's been rehabilitated. And it's about that journey of him, you know, trying to maintain his sanity, having moved back into the house and so forth. And, you know, people not happy that he's out. It's a very fascinating take on the subject material. It's one of the best horror sequels.
Okay. So how many years between the two were there?
I think there's 30.
I was going to say, there's got to be legit 30 because I'm thinking Psycho was 62. And I don't know when's Psycho 2.
21 years in between.
21 years. Okay. All right.
Yeah, all the Psycho sequels are pretty good, but 3 is pretty much just a slasher, and 4 is interesting, but it's a made-for-TV movie, but 2 is really good.
Okay. All right. That's 4 down. Hit me up with 1.
Number five. What do I choose for number five? Leprechaun in the Hood. I'm kidding, but you should watch it. It's funny. My number five, what John Orlando should check out, is Stephen King's It.
All right, It.
I would recommend the Tim Curry one, but I'm going to go with the newer ones. I think they're slightly better. That's why I was asking earlier about Stranger Things and Goonies, because it's got that feel. You like Stand By Me?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
It's got a little Stand By Me in it, too. God, it's all right. Stand By Me is one of the greatest coming-of-age movies. Oh, John, folks, I am the new host of the PVD cast.
No, you're not. Get out of here.
Jason Miami.
First of all, number one, I you know, look.
Okay, Jason Jasper. Sorry, Jason Jasper.
Jason Jasper is a very nice name for you.
Yeah, Jasper's in Florida, too.
First of all, can I talk real quickly that I have a couple of movies, horror movies, that I do enjoy. As you mentioned, one, I do enjoy the original Halloween. I thought it was very, very well done. Mm-hmm. I think it's more, to me, the more of the suspense is what gets me. More
have
so
you seen
than
the 2019 jump cuts. Then?
What?
Have you seen Halloween 2018?
No. Oh, sure. Wait. Is that the one with Danny McBride wrote?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen that one. I like that one, too. That one was pretty good.
Yeah, the first one's really good.
I like Jaws. And one that you and I have not talked, or what we talked about, but you have not seen, is Audition.
Yeah, I need to see that. You know what else I need to see? The what? Jaws sequels.
The Jaws sequels? No, no, you don't.
I heard the second one's not bad.
I don't. You know what? I've never seen the second one. I've seen the third and fourth one, and that was enough for me.
I've not even started the second one. I've started the third and fourth one, and I have not been able to make it past like 12 minutes.
Yeah, it's the fourth one is the most repulsive of them all.
A fourth one retcons the third one.
Yeah, pretty much. And Michael Caine is just chewing up scenery left and right. He doesn't give a shit at all. He's there for the paycheck.
No, yeah, clearly evident. He said Jaws 4 paid for a house.
Yeah, that's basically it. You know, speaking of which, real quickly, this is going way off topic. Do you know that Richard Belzer had a house in France?
Mm-mm.
Yes, for those of you who are like, what the hell are you talking about, John? We just talked about Richard Belzer on the last episode of Matt Talk, not the current one. No, the current one and the cult.
Yeah, we recorded it a day before he passed, and I released it the day after he passed. It was really weird, man. We did like a tribute to Richard Belzer before we knew that he was going to pass. Apparently, his last words were "F you, mother effer."
Really?
That's where his last words.
Nice. No, he bought a house in France from money that he got from Hulk Hogan.
Oh yeah, for suing Hulk Hogan.
For suing Hulk Hogan, and he put him in the front face lock, and he made him pass out. Yep. He called it Shea Hogan, which I thought was pretty nice. That's pretty funny. But anyway,
that lawsuit thing yesterday, it was all over.
Oh yeah. Because that was memorable, man. That was memorable.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I love Richard Belzer.
Do they know what killed him? Like, did he have cancer or something?
Sick. They say he'd been sick.
Okay, I just wondered because I think he was an avid smoker. I believe I was just wondering if it was lung cancer or something like that.
I don't know. I don't think they've given a specific reason.
Hmm. Okay, back to horror movies. So Audition is definitely one that I enjoy. Now, are we going into horror comedies? Because I'll tell you right now, Tucker and Dale versus Evil is a fantastic, fantastic movie. I love it. I own a copy of it. That's how much I love it.
Have you watched the cut where it's through the teenager's eyes?
I have not yet.
It's on there. Not. It's like 20 minutes long. It's funny.
Okay. I have not yet. No, wait a minute. I think I did watch it. I watched it with my cousin, I believe. We watched it.
Oh, yeah. One of the movies I was going to put in my five and I completely blanked on it was Cabin in the Woods. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, I was going to recommend it because of the Whedon connection.
Yeah. What's the new one with Dave Bautista, the M. Night Shyamalan? Knock on the Cabin. Have you watched that yet? Have you seen it?
I have not. I kind of want to see it though.
I do too. I actually do. I think it looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've heard Dave Bautista has been getting praised for his acting in that movie too.
Oh, look. Dave Bautista, fantastic in Guardians of the Galaxy, kind of sucked in Blade Runner 2049, but you know, that movie kind of was meh at best.
Wow, another hot take.
The original Blade Runner, meh at best.
Okay, there's two hot takes in a row, folks.
That's right. I mean, I don't hate them, but they're not great. I mean, I don't see what all the pomp and circumstance is about. Dude,
the new Blade Runner has been getting praised.
Well, anyways.
He was in Dune also.
Batista was in Dune?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, good for Dave. You know, good for him. All right, let's get back to the scary snobs, because there's a few things that we didn't get to talk about real quick, such as what's the current episode right now, Jason?
We're on episode. We just did episode 2. It drops on Thursday.
It drops on Thursday. What's the topic real quick?
We talk about the remake / requel to I Know What You Did Last Summer with Freddie Prinze and Jennifer Love Hewitt that's coming or rumored to be coming. We talked about Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things fame is writing and directing and starring in a movie that's coming out soon, produced by Jason Bateman, which sounds pretty fascinating. Talked about that a little bit. We ranked our favorite Elm Street movies. We talked a little bit about the Scream 6 spoilers because some jerk on the internet. So the video of the reveal in Scream 6 got leaked, or at least what it seems to be legit. It got leaked. So, and again, if you're a news site and you want to post about this, I get it. Like, you need the clicks. You want to post it. That's fine. If I seek you out, that means I want the spoiler. So that's fine. But when people are just having a conversation about their excitement for Scream 6 and then some jerk in the comments below tells you who the killers are going to be in the movie, that's a jerk move, and don't do it.
What a dick.
Yeah. Dick move. That's what I was going to say. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, that's Oh man. What's you got anything coming down the pike? And when is it air, by the way? We didn't even talk about it.
Airs Thursdays at 11 p.m.
Thursdays at 11 p.m. So every week?
Every week.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Any possible teasers for what you're going to talk about this week?
We might record for our next one. We might do a review of Pooh Blood and Honey.
Okay.
Kind of want to see it. It looks awful, but I want to see it. Like, I've got to see it. I just got to see it. I guess people are upset because Tigger's not in it, but Tigger wasn't in the original book, which is in the public domain.
Right, right.
So they don't get Tigger, but they get the rest. Yeah. So I kind of want to see that. Aaron kind of told me the plot, and the plot sounds fascinating. I want to see that. So we might talk about that. I think we're going to do non-horror films that scared us.
Oh, I can tell you TV shows did. The Incredible Hulk scared the shit out of me. Like when they did the change from Bixby to Ferrigno, scared the shit out of me. In fact, my mom never let me watch it. She was like, nope, you're not watching this because you're just going to cry and run behind the sofa.
Yeah, two of the ones I have so far are The Witches, the Roald Dahl movie with Angelica Houston.
Okay.
That movie freaks me out when they turn into the witches and the kids turn into mice. And then Ernest Scared Stupid is another one that scared the crap out of me.
Why did Ernest Scared Stupid?
Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, well, watch it.
I'll put it on my list.
It's got trolls in it and they turn the kids into like chocolate mud. Apparently I don't own Ernest Scared Stupid. That's sad. And tragic.
What? You don't have it?
I don't own it.
You love Ernest movies.
I do love Ernest movies. I've got Christmas, Jail, Camp, Army, and Slam Dunk Ernest.
Slam Dunk Ernest?
Yeah.
What is Slam Dunk
Ernest? You know the little Bow Wow movie Like Mike that came out in like the
early 2000s? Yeah.
Right. This was before that, and it's same plot. He gets shoes that make him awesome.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Ernest did it first, folks.
All right. Well, let's give some love to Casey and Mick, because obviously they are from the Scene Snobs. They are the ones that created this Scary Snobs podcast that you've been on. So we got to give some love to those guys and check out the Scene Snobs wherever you get your podcasts. Those guys do. I'm impressed that they do as many shows as they do. You know, they have a morning show and then they have a weekly show. They have another show that involves a cocktail or two. Honestly, Mick and Casey, two world-class dudes.
Yes, I love Master Shake. That guy, it just cracks me up. We seem to be on the Scene Snobs always on the same day, and I love that guy.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's talk about the Three Geeks podcast real quick. What's on tap for that?
We are live every Sundays at 10 a.m. We had 22,000 views in the last 28 days, which is just blowing my mind. A lot of it is from the shorts, but the shorts have brought people to our other shows, and we've picked up 20 some subscribers in the last 2 weeks, which has just been amazing. We're on a roll, and Justin is just the reason behind that. I love Justin so much. It's no longer a one-man show. It's both of us working together, and that's great. So, yeah, catch us Sundays at 10 a.m. and then whenever else we decide to post. And then cool. You can find John and I on Matt Talk, talking about Matlock and anything else we decide we want to talk about that day.
We do sometimes get off on tangents.
Oh, we do. I review any of the current courtroom dramas I'm watching usually.
That's too. Right. That's right. Because Matlock is a courtroom drama. Jason, Family Law, he is given a review of. He's given a review of The Practice and all those other
Alert, Missing Persons, Criminal Minds,
NCIS Hawaii,
SVU. I've not watched NCIS Hawaii. I really liked Hawaii 5-0, and then that show went away, and it made me sad.
Yes, because you love Scott Kahn.
I do like Scott Kahn. I really do. That guy, I've been a fan of his since Ocean's 11. Him and Casey Affleck were always like two of the bright spots in those movies.
Oh, man. What was that movie with Casey? Manchester by the Sea. Oh, God. That was a hell of a performance. Did you catch that movie?
I haven't seen it yet. Is it awful, John?
No, damn. It's good. It's good. No, don't try to gaslight me into some type of rant. No, it's good. It's really, really good. Manchester by the Sea, very good. Yeah.
I highly recommend our Valentine's Day special we did a few days ago. That was fun. I learned a lot about Dominatrix, and you can too. Just go listen to it.
You can too. It's as if like...
And we brought back an old bit. We played the old Taco Bell commercial at the front of the podcast.
Did you?
Yeah. I did not tell anybody I was doing it either.
Which the Valentine's Day one or the regular one?
The Valentine's Day.
And what did Gunner and Jenna have to say about that?
They were laughing in the background, but nobody brought it up, only briefly. Okay. Mike's like, man, you love that commercial. And I'm like, I haven't played it in 2 years, so
yeah.
I stuck by my word.
Oh, man, that's a blast from the past. So, yeah. All right, man, let's go ahead and let's plug a couple of other things because some folks probably know, you and I and Justin have a great little project going on called the Larry Hankin Stories. And if I was a great producer, which I am not a very good producer, I could easily get a picture of Larry up here, but I don't know how to run this contraption. So anywho, just trust us. It's a great project. It is available at patreon.com/Larry Hankin. We are very blessed to be part of Larry Hankin's world, so to speak. We have some great content. Check it out. Again, it's the Larry Hankin Stories. It is over at patreon.com/Larry Hankin. We've got, a ton of different tiers. Something as little as $5. You can catch some cool content that we have. And, tell some folks about it, too. Help spread the word. So, all right, Jason, shall we wrap things up here?
We shall, John.
Okay. All right, with that, then, Jason, thanks, man, for sitting down here and schooling me on some horror flicks that I will have to check out. I promise you I will check out a couple of these, all right, in the next few weeks or so and let you know. I'll report back to you sometime either on Matt Talk or on Three Geeks Podcast.
I'd really like to hear your thoughts on especially New Nightmare and
Dream Psycho Warriors. 2. Oh, Psycho 2. Okay. Cool. All right. With that then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. I almost forgot to thank my great sponsor, World's Greatest Comics, for their support for this episode. As I tell you all the time, they are your one-stop shop for all your comic book related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, back issues. They got it all. So jump on over to the store if you can. It's located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or check them out online at wgcomics.com or on Facebook. Just search for @WGComics. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Taylor and I talking about the Scary Snobs podcast and also talking about some horror movies as well. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And there's a bunch of different ways you can let me know if you enjoyed it or if you didn't enjoy it. Well, first of all, you could shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@pvdcast.com is the email address. You can also leave me messages over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just search for @PVDcast. And you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. Now, maybe you want to let some folks know where they can hear this great podcast. Well, there's a bunch of avenues for that as well. The newest avenue is, of course, through CROC Radio in British Columbia. That's right. Buddy Gold, the man that runs that station, reached out to me, and I'm proud to be part of the CROC internet radio family. Just Google CROC Radio, and you'll find that there's so many pathways to listening to that great station. And again, I'm very proud to be part of it. You can also, of course, go to pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly, as well, to hear every single episode. And the PVDcast is also posted throughout all those major podcasting outlets like Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio app, etc., etc. Just go to your favorite outlet, go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And of course, every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, through the Facebook page, I do a little live broadcast where you can hear the week's episode. So there you go. That's what? Four different ways you can enjoy my podcast, the PVDcast. But there is one catch. That is, you have to let people know about this podcast. And those people are the important people that work for those podcasting outlets and Facebook. That's right. If you listen on the Facebook broadcast, I need you to like those videos. If you are listening through one of those apps, I need you to rate, review, and obviously subscribe as well, because rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm. And of course, subscribing means that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you once again for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent. And stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2023.